This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Good to have you with me. I've always maintained that a clergyman's greatest privilege is standing with the people who are going through grief. I have done that. Others have done that, of course. And I'm not saying I'm an expert here, but it's a great privilege to walk with those who are suffering the loss, for example, of a child. How many parents have had to face the death of their baby? Awful situation. A premature baby has died and a young couple are in total shock, sitting in the hospital room, not knowing what to do or say, and words on for them at that horrible moment are not adequate. It's silence. It's shock. Parents face this terrible ordeal, I guess, every day. And this is repeated, I think, probably every day in many hospitals around Sydney. How many marriages have come apart on those awful days when the father can't deal with his own feelings, let alone those of his wife? Friends, they often stay away because they don't know what to say. But being with that couple is what matters, even if the words are not said. And sometimes parents feel that no one understands what they're going through. Well, they might feel guilt and anger. The speaker and writer Joyce Meyer said that one day her aunt lost a husband, and for many nights she belt the pillow with a fist and yelled, "Why did you leave me?" She knew the reality of her death, but her emotions were out of control, and that's a normal thing. So grief is not just restricted to the loss of a child. Did you see the musical Les Mis and the mournful song of sadness and grief? That was when the revolution had been crushed, and the actor looks at this empty cafe where the previous night a crowd of students had been there in their noise and singing their hope of song of liberty. And that song says, "There's a grief that can't be spoken. There's a pain that goes on and on. Empty chairs, empty tables. All my friends are dead and gone." Yeah, very mournful indeed. We may never know the extent of grief and loss that people feel, but we've got to be careful not to judge them, because one day, nothing sure, we're going to face our own grief. The Bible's got some good thoughts. Psalm 62 verse 8 says, "Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge." That's Psalm 62 verse 8. So our eternal God understands our everyday life. And when we suffer grief, he understands, because Jesus went through the agony of death on the cross, and God looked down and saw his son crucified. A distinguished painter was conducting a class for aspiring artists, and he was speaking on the subject of what they call artistic composition. And he said it's wrong, for example, to portray a woodland or a forest without painting into it a path. He said you've got to put a path out of the trees so that people know where to go. And when a true artist draws any kind of picture, say a landscape, he always gives the picture an out. I don't know whether you've noticed. Otherwise, the tangle of trees becomes a depressing thing to those that look at the picture. In the same way, God encourages us to look for a way out of the trials. He doesn't leave us to sort out our own grief. The textbook, the Bible, gives us, if you're going through a time of loss, someone might have been who's close to you died. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." That's in Matthew 5. So grief is that way that God intended us to deal with that loss. Jesus himself wept when he received news one day that his close friend Lazarus has died. Now, of course, there's no correct timetable to work through grief. Each person must be allowed to grieve in their own way. We have to take our own time. It is messy. It's uncomfortable. But we need other people. Very few of us actually can work alone. We need a good friend, someone who can come alongside, and so we can talk to them. God doesn't look down on us. He thinks about us. He loves us. He cares for us. He helps us. And the Bible tells me in Psalm 10, verse 14, "But you, God, see the trouble of the afflicted. You consider their grief and you take it in hand. The victims commit themselves to you. You are the helper of the fatherless." Walking with Jesus is not always easy. We have to deal with our own emotions. But in the end, God's timing is always good. Thank you, dear Lord, when we face a time of grief, that you're there. You're right there with us as our friend. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.